This article is brought to you by the best-selling book See Right Every Time, The Black Book of Eamon Blackthorne. Because the right words, at the right moment, change everything. How the courage method helps leaders speak decisively when the stakes are highest. Seven steps that give your leadership voice structure when pressure demands clarity. In short, when pressure is highest, most leaders default to vagueness, avoidance, or overconfidence. The courage method gives you a seven-step structure to speak with clarity and conviction instead. It works for any high-stakes leadership moment, difficult news, hard decisions, strategy changes. Each step prepares a specific part of your voice, the facts, the options, the values, and the rationale. With practice, it becomes an instinct you reach for automatically when the stakes demand it. Definition: the courage method is a seven-step leadership communication framework designed to help leaders speak decisively during high-stakes moments by structuring their thinking across information, options, values, conviction, and transparent rationale. I once watched a senior leader walk into a room to announce a restructure. He had good intentions and genuine care for his people. What he did not have was structure. He opened with reassurances that landed flat, buried the key facts in the middle, and ended without a clear next step. By the time he finished, his team was more anxious than before he had started. The problem was not his character. It was the absence of a method. This is the reality of leadership voice under pressure. Good intentions are not enough. When the stakes are high, even experienced leaders default to rambling, softening, or avoiding. You need a framework that holds your voice steady when everything inside you wants to retreat. And Say It Right Every Time, I introduce the courage method specifically for these moments, and in Chapter 7 I walk through how decisive leadership communication is built step by step. This article teaches you every step in full. Why your leadership voice breaks down at the worst moments. Pressure does something specific to the voice. It narrows your thinking to the fear of the immediate moment. You start filtering your words for what will upset people the least rather than what they most need to hear. You hedge. You qualify. You circle the point instead of landing on it. The result is a leadership voice that sounds uncertain even when you are not. Your team reads that uncertainty as a signal. They fill the silence with their own interpretations. And those interpretations are almost always darker than the reality. As I wrote in Say It Right Every Time, silence breeds fear and uncertainty. A leader who does not speak clearly creates a vacuum, and teams fill vacuums with worry. Structure solves this, not because it removes the difficulty, but because it gives you a place to stand while you face it. The courage method is that place. The courage method. All seven steps explained. The full framework is detailed in Say It Right Every Time and sits at the heart of Chapter 7, Treatment of Leading with Courage and Clarity. Here is every step shown in use. Step 1. Collect information. What it means. Before you say a word, gather the facts. Specifically, the facts you do not yet have. How it works. Number 1. List what you know with certainty. Number 2. List what you are assuming, but have not confirmed. Number 3. Close the gap. Ask, verify, or acknowledge the uncertainty explicitly. In use. A team leader must address a pattern of missed deadlines. Before calling the meeting, she pulls 3 months of project records, speaks to 2 senior members privately, and checks whether the issue is capacity, process, or personal. She goes in with real information, not impressions. When to use it? Anytime you are about to speak on something consequential, where incomplete information would undermine your credibility. When not to rely on it alone. When a crisis demands an immediate response. In that case, be transparent. Here's what I know right now. And here is what I am still finding out. Eamon's note. The leaders who stumble most badly are the ones who speak first and learn later. Collect first. Every single time. Step 2. Outline the options. What it means. Name the real choices available, including the ones you are uncomfortable with. How it works. Number 1. Write out at least 3 possible paths forward, even if one is clearly inferior. Number 2. Identify the trade-offs of each. What is gained. What is risked? Number 3. Decide which option you are recommending, and why. In use. A director must decide whether to extend a failing project, cut it, or redesign it with new parameters.
She maps each choice honestly before she walks into the executive meeting. When challenged, she is not defensive because she has already considered the alternatives. When to use it? Before any decision that others will question or that affects people significantly. When to skip the full outline? for low stakes, reversible decisions. Reserve this effort for the moments that genuinely demand it. Eamon's note, outlining options is not indecision. It is the opposite. It is how you arrive at conviction. Step 3. Understand the impact. What it means. Think through who this affects how, and on what timeline, how it works. Number 1. List every group affected, your direct team, adjacent teams, clients, individuals. Number 2. For each, name the specific effect, workload, morale, income, security. Number 3. Anticipate the questions each group will ask and prepare honest answers. In use. A manager is about to announce a change in reporting structure. She maps the impact on each team member individually before the meeting. When one person asks, "Does this affect my career path?" she answers directly rather than deflecting. That directness earns trust. The ability to understand impact connects directly to the discipline of giving effective feedback. Both require you to see clearly how your words land on real people. When to use it. Always, but especially when announcing change. As I write and say it right every time, change always involves loss. Acknowledge what your team is losing. Eamon's note. Leaders who skip this step are often shocked by the reaction they get. They were so focused on the decision that they forgot about the people living with it. Step 4. Review your values. What it means. Check that your planned words and actions align with what you say you stand for. How it works. Number 1. Name your top 2 or 3 values as a leader: honesty, fairness, courage, care. Number 2. Ask whether your planned communication honours each one. Number 3. If there is a conflict, do not ignore it. Address it directly in what you say. In use. A senior leader values transparency, but is being asked by executives to withhold information about upcoming layoffs. He reviews his values and concludes he cannot be fully transparent, but he can be honest about what he is able to share. He says, "I cannot give you every detail yet, but I will tell you what I know, and when I will know more." That is integrity within constraint. When to use it? Every time. There are no exceptions. Your leadership voice loses its authority the moment it drifts from your values. Eamon's note. Leadership is not a title. It is a choice. And every time you speak, you are either making the choice or abandoning it. Step 5. Act with conviction. What it means. Speak your decision clearly, without hedging or apologizing for it. How it works. Number 1. Open with the decision, not the build-up. Number 2. Use direct language. We are doing this rather than we are looking at possibly moving toward. Number 3. Maintain a steady tone and physical presence. Your body confirms or contradicts your words. In use. A team lead must announce a policy change that some members will dislike. She does not open with, "I know some of you might not like this." She opens with, "Starting next quarter, we are changing how we handle client reporting. Here is what that means for each of you." Clear, direct, respectful. When you need to deliver feedback you have been avoiding, this same conviction is what makes the conversation land rather than linger. When not to force it. If you genuinely do not yet have conviction, say so. "I'm working through this decision and will have an answer by Thursday," is more trustworthy than false certainty. Eamon's note. Conviction is not volume. It is clarity. You can speak quietly and still be absolutely clear. That is the voice your team needs. Step 6. Gauge the reaction. What it means. After you have spoken, pay attention. The conversation is not over when you finish talking. How it works. Number 1. Watch for nonverbal signals: silence, tension, averted eyes, tight posture. Number 2. Ask a direct question. What questions do you have? Or what concerns me most is whether this is clear. Is it? Number 3. Listen without immediately defending or explaining. In use. A manager delivers a difficult message about budget cuts. He finishes his statement and waits. One person asks a sharp question. He does not get defensive. He says, "That is a fair challenge. Here is my honest answer." That exchange restores more trust than the original speech did. This connects to the broader discipline of staying grounded during a tense workplace conversation. Gauging the reaction requires you to be present in the discomfort, not above it. When it is hardest. When you are relieved to have said the hard thing and just want it to be over. That is exactly when you must stay in the room. Eamon's note. I have learned more from the 30 seconds after I finished speaking than from any preparation I did beforehand. Stay in the room. Step 7. Explain your rationale. What it means. Tell your people why. Not as a defense, but as a sign of respect. How it works. Number 1. State the reasoning behind your decision in plain language. Number 2. Connect the decision to a value or a shared goal your team recognizes. Number 3. Invite questions about the rationale specifically, separate from the decision itself.
In use.
A leader announces a shift in strategy from new client acquisition to existing client retention.
She does not just announce it. She explains.
Our data shows we are losing clients faster than we acquire them, and it costs 6 times more to find a new client than to keep an existing one.
This is the right focus for where we are. That explanation turns a directive into a conversation. For a full worked script on communicating a strategy change, see Say It Right Every Time. When rationale is most important. During change, during disappointment, and during any decision that asks your team to give something up.
Eamon's note. Because I said so may be the shortest path to resentment you will ever find.
Explain yourself. Your team deserves to understand the thinking behind the direction.
Choosing the right moment for the courage method. Not every leadership conversation requires all 7 steps in full. Here is a clear guide for matching your level of preparation to the weight of the moment.
Situation steps to prioritize preparation time. Announcing significant change all 7 steps 30, 60 minutes.
Delivering difficult individual feedback steps 1, 3, 5, 7, 15, 20 minutes. Responding to a team crisis in real time steps 1, 4, 5, 6, 5, 10 minutes. Delegating a high-stakes project steps 2, 3, 5, 7, 15 minutes. Advocating for your team to senior leadership steps 1, 2, 5, 7, 20, 30 minutes. Addressing team conflict steps 3, 4, 6, 7, 15, 20 minutes. The full 7-step process is for your highest-stakes moments. For everything else, the method gives you a quick mental filter. Am I informed? Am I aligned with my values? Am I speaking with conviction? And am I explaining my reasoning? Those 4 questions alone will improve your leadership voice in every conversation.
You can explore how this framework sits alongside team-level communication in the guide on how leaders foster a culture of team synergy.
Where the method fails in practice.
The courage method is a tool, and like any tool, it can be misused.
Here are the 3 places where leaders most commonly undermine it.
The mistake. Collecting information selectively. Only the evidence that supports the decision already made. Why it happens. Confirmation bias is human. We want to be right more than we want to be accurate. What to do instead?
Actively seek out the facts that challenge your preferred option. Ask someone who will push back.
The mistake. Skipping step 6 and walking out of the room the moment the hard part is over. Why it happens. Relief. You said the difficult thing and you want to be done with it. What to do instead?
Build a pause into every high-stakes communication. Ask 1 direct question and wait for the answer.
The mistake. Explaining rationale as a defense rather than a gesture of respect. Why it happens. When challenged, our instinct is to justify. Justification sounds defensive. Explanation sounds trustworthy. What to do instead? Separate the rationale from any emotional charge.
Deliver it calmly, as information, not as argument. Leaders who run productive meetings with clear communication structures will recognize these failure points. The same instincts that cause rambling in meetings cause the method to collapse under pressure.
A quick note before we continue. Most people leave the hardest conversations for last
and regret the words they used when they finally had them. The best-selling book Say It Right Every Time gives you 115 tested scripts for those exact moments, the ones that shape careers, relationships, and how people remember you. Get your copy at eamonblackthorne.com.
Now, back to the article.
Building fluency with the method over time.
A framework is only useful when you can reach for it without thinking. That takes deliberate practice, not just awareness. In the first month, use the method only for conversations you can plan in advance.
Before any significant meeting, announcement, or feedback session, work through all 7 steps in writing. This is not about scripting every word.
It is about training your thinking to follow the structure before pressure arrives.
After 2 months, you will notice the steps beginning to run in your head automatically before you speak.
At that point, apply the method to faster and planned moments. A team member who challenges you in a hallway, a question that catches you off guard in a meeting.
You will find you can run steps 1, 4, 5, and 7 in the space of a breath. The straw method for building synergy through conversation pairs well with this practice phase. especially if your focus is on embedding structured communication across your whole leadership approach. By the end of the third month, the method is no longer a checklist. It is your leadership voice. You can also learn how to advocate effectively using structured frameworks to complement the skills you build here. What decisive communication actually costs? Here is the truth of it. Using the courage method asks something real of you. It asks you to face facts you might prefer to avoid, to speak with conviction when uncertainty is easier, and to stay in the room when the reaction is hard to watch. That cost is exactly why most leaders do not consistently speak this way. Not because they lack the words, because they lack the structure that makes the courage bearable. As I wrote and say it right every time, leadership is not about having all the answers. It is about having the courage to act when you do not. The courage method does not make the hard moments easy. It makes you capable of meeting them clearly, consistently, and with a leadership voice that your team can trust when it matters most. Frequently asked questions. What is the courage method? The courage method is a 7-step leadership communication framework for making high-stakes decisions with clarity and confidence. The steps are: collect information, outline the options, understand the impact, review your values, act with conviction, gauge the reaction, and explain your rationale. When should a leader use the courage method? Use the courage method when the outcome of your words or decision carries significant consequences for your team, your organization, or a key relationship. It is most powerful during restructures, performance conversations, strategy shifts, or any moment where silence or vagueness would cause harm. How does the courage method differ from other leadership frameworks? Most leadership frameworks focus on process or outcomes. The courage method focuses specifically on your voice under pressure. It gives you structure for the moment of speaking, not just for planning a decision, anchoring your words in information, values, and honest rationale. Can the courage method help with delivering difficult news? Yes, the method is especially effective when a leader must deliver news that will upset or worry the team. By working through each step before you speak, you ensure your words are grounded in fact, shaped by your values, and followed by a clear explanation that earns respect rather than resentment. How long does it take to apply the courage method in practice? For a planned conversation, working through all 7 steps takes 15 to 30 minutes of honest preparation. For faster situations, you can run the steps mentally in 2 to 3 minutes. The goal is fluency with practice. The framework becomes an instinct rather than a checklist. How does the courage method connect to building team trust? Every step builds trust in a specific way. Sharing your rationale shows respect. Acting on your values shows integrity. Gauging the reaction shows that you listen. Over time, a leader who consistently uses the courage method becomes someone their team trusts to be honest, fair, and steady under pressure. Thank you for listening. If this article helped, the best-selling book Say It Right Every Time will take you the rest of the way. 115 scripts ready to use whenever you need them. Visit emonblickthorne.com to get your copy.